The schools in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine finally opened this week after a delay because of the fighting between the Ukrainian military and pro-Russian separatists. But that fighting continued on the first day of school, Wednesday, and at least 10 people were killed when shells hit a school playground. No children among them. That same morning, the BBC's James Kumarasamy was visiting another school and filed this report.
That's the school bell welcoming the children back to school number one here in Donetsk. It's been a rather less happy occasion than normal, although parents and grandparents have been gathered outside with flowers. Some of the young children have been going in with bows in their hairs, clutching bunches of the flowers they've been given. There are far fewer here starting than normal. It's a month later than it should have been, and all the while there is the rumbling of artillery fire in the background just a short distance away. Hello, my name's Jamie. What's your name?
Yegor.
Yegor. And are you happy to be going back to school, Yegor?
Yes. I'm happy.
Well, here inside it's the first school assembly of the year. Some of the children are being presented with prizes, some of them are performing. And the parents and grandparents are looking on. It's always an emotional experience, this first day of the school year, but I have to say a lot of the faces here are pretty grim because the words of the acting headmistress, the words of the children are often being drowned out by the sounds of the fighting still echoing around it. Mummy and Daddy couldn't sleep last night. They were so worried about me, are the words of this poignant reading. Well, if these are challenging times for the parents and for the children at this school, what about the teachers? Let's have a word with one of them. She teaches English. Her name is Natalia Iagovskaya.
I'm glad to see my pupils again. They just say hi, and that's very nice that they are alive and they're ready to start studying.
Of course, as we stand outside waiting, we can still hear the bombing, can't we? It's a strange way to come back to school, a strange atmosphere.
Well, we got used, so far as I'm 53 years old, to changes in our country, and that's why I think that we just feel being responsible for our pupils getting some knowledge.
Do you think you'll be able to teach them in a sort of normal way?
The first thing that we should teach our pupils is love to everyone, to the country they live in, to the city they live in, to their teachers, and they should respect the people around them.
What about their friends who aren't here anymore? Do you think they'll be talking about them, wondering where they are?
They talk if they want to. Just we do not insist upon anything. Just people are ready to share when they are ready to share.
And you're happy to talk to the children about what's going on in the city?
Well, we are all trying to get used to that. Though the situation is, of course, not the one to which we can get used to.
That report from the BBC's James Kumarasamy in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine.